Christmas Stories, written by Enid Blyton and read by Ginny Bond. Dan had made a present for everybody. He had carved a top for Daisy, a pipe rack for his father, a table napkin ring for his mother, and he had made a jigsaw puzzle for Auntie because she liked them so much. "I shall hide them away in a very safe place," he said, when he had wrapped them all up in Christmas paper and tied them with sparkling string. So he put them in an empty hat box at the bottom of the cupboard in the spare room. Nobody went there. It was a very safe place. But do you know, when Christmas Eve came and Daisy began to sort out her presents to put on the Christmas table the next morning, Dan couldn't remember where he had hidden his. He hunted all over the house for them. "That forgettery of yours," said Daisy. "You just can't remember anything, Dan." Dan was very sad. "Now I shan't be able to give anyone anything," he said. "I do feel unhappy." Well, will you believe it, in the very middle of Christmas night, when he and Daisy were in bed, Dan woke up and remembered where he had put the presents. "Oh, in the hat box in the spare room cupboard, of course," he said, and he got out of bed. Daisy was fast asleep. Dan looked at their stockings on the end of their beds. They were empty. Father Christmas hadn't come yet. He went creeping along the passage to the spare room. He shut the door so that nobody should see him getting his precious presents. Yes, there they all were in the hat box. He counted them, read the labels, and felt each one to make sure the presents were inside. Then he crept back to his bedroom. And will you believe it, when he got back, his stocking and Daisy's were full. "Well," said Dan in delight, "Father Christmas must only just have gone. I almost met him. Oh, I do feel pleased. I almost met Father Christmas, and I've found all my presents again, so I'm happy."